Intro. Welcome to the RAM Trilogy Masterclass. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're tuning a junglist vocal and giving it warm, take style grit, pitched, gritty, and DJ ready. We'll only use Live 12 stock devices and practical workflows, warp and pitch techniques, subtle detune doubles for wow, a tape grid effect chain, and a vocoder layer for harmonic thickness. The aim is a tuned, punchy vocal that remains intelligible in a drum and bass context. What we'll build, by the end you'll have one vocal sample tuned to your track key, with formants preserved. A stereo tape version made from detune doubles for natural wow and flutter. A warm saturation chain using EQ8, saturator, glue compressor, echo redux slash vinyl style texture. A vocoder layer using the vocalist modulator and a wave-eatable pad as carrier, blended in parallel for harmonic weight. A light bus chain for glue, and level matching so the vocal sits in a DNB mix. Step-by-step walkthrough. All steps use Live 12 stock devices. Values are starting points. Always tweak by ear. A. Project and clip prep. Set your project tempo. Typical DNB sits around 170 to 175 BPM. Drop your junglist vocal into an audio track. Enable warp and choose Complex Pro. It gives the best pitched results for vocals. Use the formant control inside Complex Pro to keep the voice natural when pitching. Place a warp marker on a clear consonant or vowel attack and align transient so pitch changes don't create timing glitches. B. Tuning the vocal. Key and micro tuning. Insert the stock tuner device or play a reference pad to find the vocal's pitch center. In clip view, use transpose to shift by semitones into your track key. Example, if the vocal is in A and your track is in C, set transpose to +3. Use the detune control in clip view for fine sense adjustments. Small moves, plus or minus 5 to 30 cents, lock the vocal to other elements. For transposes greater than 2 or 3 semitones, use Complex Pro's formant knob. Move it toward preserve to avoid chipmunk or muffled artifacts. Check intelligibility. Solo the vocal with drums and bass muted, then bring the full mix back in. A vocal that sounds fine solo can vanish in a dense DNB mix. C. Take style grit chain. Insert effects rack. Create an insert chain on the tuned vocal track. Here's a practical order. 1. EQ8 pre, high pass at 60 to 90 Hz to remove sub rumble. Optionally add a small presence boost around 200 to 400 Hz, or dip 300 to 500 Hz, if it's boxy. 2. Saturator. Use soft sine or analog clip. Drive around 1.5 to 4 dB. Trim output minus 3 to minus 6 dB to avoid clipping. This is your warm harmonic color. 3. Glue compressor. Gentle glue. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 20 ms. Release 0.2 to 0.6 seconds. Threshold set for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. 4. Redux slash vinyl texture. Add a very subtle redux downsampling or a touch of vinyl dust and wear. Keep it felt, not obvious. 5. Echo. Place echo after saturation. Use short delays. 1/16 or faster. Low feedback 5 to 20%. Low pass the feedback around 6 to 8 kHz to simulate HF loss. Keep mix low, around 10 to 20%. 6. Stereo movement. Duplicate the tuned vocal twice. On one duplicate detune +6 to +12 cents and pan left 20 to 40%. On the other duplicate detune -6 to -12 cents and pan right 20 to 40%. Add a tiny timing offset on one duplicate, plus or minus a few milliseconds, to avoid phase combing. This gives natural tape wobble. 7. Final EQ and ES. After your double sum, tame harshness around 3 to 6 kHz and, if needed, add a shelf above 8 to 10 kHz for sheen. Use multiband dynamics or a de-esser for sibilance if saturation or vocoding brings it out. D. Vocoder layer. Thickening without killing clarity. We'll thicken harmonics with a vocoder while keeping consonants readable. 1. Create the carrier. Make a MIDI track and load wave-eatable. Choose a bright saw-based patch. Keep a slow attack and long release so sustained harmonics feed the vocoder. Play a sustained note or chord that matches your song key. Root plus third and fifth works well. 2. Insert vocoder. Put Ableton's vocoder on the wave-eatable track. In the vocoder's audio from, select your vocal track as the modulator. Start with 32 to 48 bands. For DNB, 48 bands gives better intelligibility. Attack around 5 to 15 ms. Release 50 to 150 ms. These keep consonants punchy and vowels full. Slightly adjust the formant control toward negative values for tape warmth. Small moves like minus 0.5 to minus 1. Use the unvoiced or noise controls to reintroduce sibilance. Increase a little to keep fricatives clear. Sit dry slash wet between 30 and 60% depending on how prominent you want the vocoded texture. 3. Shape carrier for intelligibility. Boost upper harmonics on wave eatable or add higher octave oscillator so the vocoder can recreate sibilance. Pre-vocoder, high pass the vocal below about 120 Hz to prevent low energy smearing. Post-vocoder, EQ around 1 to 3kHz to bring out consonants and cut anything clashing with drums and bass. 4. Blend in parallel. Keep the dry vocal on its track and the vocoder on its own track. Mix the vocoder behind the dry vocal by about -6 to -12 dB for added body without losing human edge. You can also use a return send for the vocoder to centralize automation. Slightly widen the vocoder with utility, 80 to 150%, but leave the dry vocal centered for intelligibility. 5. Final mix checks. With drums and bass playing, adjust the 1 to 3kHz region on the vocoder so consonants cut through. Light transient shaping helps attacks poke through. E. Final bus and resample group the tuned vocal, the detuned doubles, and the vocoder track into a group called Junglist Vocal Tuned. On the group, gentle blue compressor, a light saturator, and a limiter for level matching. Blue ratio around 1.5 to 2, aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. When happy, freeze and flatten or resample the group to a single clip. Export a 16 to 32 bar loop as a 24-bit WAV for use as a DJ tool. Resampling locks in the tape character and saves CPU. Common mistakes to avoid: oversaturating. Too much drive or redux ruins intelligibility. Coloration, not destruction. Wrong warp mode. Avoid beats or simplistic warp modes for large pitch changes. Use Complex Pro. Losing consonants. Don't run only a 100% wet vocoder. Keep a dry layer or use unvoiced slash noise controls. Phase and mono collapse. Detuned doubles need tiny time offsets to avoid comb filtering. Too wide vocoder. Excessively wide vocoder while dry vocal stays center can feel unfocused. Ignoring formant control. Big semitone shifts without formant correction will sound unnatural. Pro tips. Tune by ear with a reference pad or sign. Play the root while adjusting transpose and detune until the vocal locks. Automate vocoder dry slash wet for fills and transitions. Resample several takes with different detune amounts. Then comp the best one. Sidechain the vocal group lightly to the kick to make space for the kick. Add low-level tape hiss on ascend for extra analog flavor. For pitch shifts over 4 semitones, consider re-recording or use stronger formant correction. Mini practice exercise, 30 to 45 minutes. 1. Import a Junglist vocal and set warp to Complex Pro. 2. Use tuner and transpose the clip to C minor, for example. 3. Duplicate twice and create left and right detune doubles at plus or minus 8 cents, with tiny time offsets. 4. Build the tape grit chain. HBF ADHZ, saturator soft clip 2 dB. Echo with short delay and low feedback. Subtle redux. 5. Create a wave-eatable carrier. Play a sustained chord, and insert vocoder with the vocal as modulator. 6. Set vocoder to 48 bands, attack 10 ms, release 80 ms, dry slash wet 40%, and blend vocoder about minus 8 dB behind the dry vocal. 7. Group everything, resample the group, export a loop, and compare before and after. Recap. You now have a workflow to tune a Junglist vocal in Ableton Live 12, preserve formants with Complex Pro, create detune doubles for tape wow, apply a saturation plus echo plus redux chain for grit, and add a vocoder layer for harmonic thickness. Group, bus, and resample to produce a DJ-ready, warm, RAM Trilogy-style vocal loop that sits in a drum and bass mix. Final quick checklist. Clip, warp equals Complex Pro, set formant after semitone shifts. Track chain, HBF right arrow saturator right arrow glue right arrow echo slash redux right arrow final EQ. Doubles, duplicate right arrow plus or minus 612 cents right arrow tiny time offsets right arrow opposite panning. Vocoder, wave-eatable carrier right arrow vocoder audio from vocal right arrow EQ and utility. Group and lightly bus process, then resample for final export. That's it. Load your vocal, follow the steps, trust your ears and have fun making gritty, tunable Junglist vocals ready for the club.